IVM.
You're listening to the podcast presented by the Daily Pow.
This is Pranuti,
Amit
and Purva,
and we're from the dailypow.com, a Bombay specific food and culture site, and this is our weekly podcast, The Podcast. Now on this episode, which is an installment of Bombay Binge, in which we talk about food in the city, we're going to be doing a roundup of our favorite oldie but goodie restaurants and bars in the Fort and Colaba area. So stay tuned for Bombay Binge.
Bombay Binge.
So in Bombay Binge this episode, we're going to be rounding up our favorite oldie but goodie restaurants in the Fort and Colaba area. And the reason we're doing this neighborhood-wise is that there are just so many great old restaurants that we keep returning to time and time again across the city. So we thought we'd start with the southernmost tip of Bombay.
Yeah, I suppose naturally a lot of these fall in the in the southern part of the city, because that's the oldest part of the city. And but also I realize that if you kind of look at it very broadly, you can classify these restaurants into certain types. I mean, you look at the Parsi and Irani cafes, you can look at the seafood places, you can look at the thali joints, and that's pretty much a list with a few sort of other specific joints that we really like. So, I mean, what should we start off with? Should we start off with everybody's favorite, the thing that evokes the maximum Bombay nostalgia? Yes. Parsi and Irani Cafe.
Yeah, so Britannia, which is a universal favorite, has been jacking up its prices every few months. I don't think it's an annual thing. I think they do it every few months, because every time I pass by, I make it a point to look at the menu and compare the prices to what I remember.
Somebody should do a chart.
Yeah, but the thing is, people keep going back. Yeah. So they don't care that people find it expensive. They're not short of customers.
Yeah, the biryani or the chicken jardalu is now $750 or something.
Wow. It's some crazy.
Yeah, the berry pulao.
Jesus, man. The berry pulao, sorry, not the biryani. I think the last I went there, it was $350. So that must have been a couple of...
No, I think it's definitely more than that.
Years ago that I've been.
So the caramel custard...
is the best in the city.
They do the best caramel custard in the city, hands down. And it is 150 rupees for a very tiny portion of caramel custard. And I mean, I went recently and I bought, four. Mm. And I didn't look at the price. You know, I thought it would be below $100 because it's a very tiny caramel custard. I got a very big bill.
But this is not a rant against Britannia. It is an oldie but goodie.
Pre or post GST now? Because after that, I'd imagine.
This is pre GST, so I'm guessing the prices will be marginally higher.
But I think with Britannia, what they managed to do is very, very shrewdly sort of, figure out this whole supply and demand thing. They're so popular. I mean, they've been featured in countless travel magazines.
And they're only open for lunch.
And they're only open for lunch, like a few hours literally every day. And that, I think, only Monday to Saturday, right? They're not open on Sunday. And, the charm of that place has also got to do with the owner, Mr. Barman Kohinoor, who comes sweetly to almost every table and asks how they are.
And takes your orders.
Yeah.
So the other Irani cafes that we keep going back to are Excelsior, Military and Stadium. Purva, you love Stadium.
I do love Stadium. So when I was working in Churchgate, Stadium used to be like at least a weekly, if not twice a week, visit for me. And I typically get their Keema Gotala, which is fantastic. Now Stadium is again like a complete no frills place.
It's right by the station.
It's right by Churchgate station, right outside it, actually next to T Center, if you know that. And their Keema Gotala is fantastic. It's not very spicy, and there's just a good proportion of meat to eggs, which I think is all there. it's not that greasy, to be honest, and they serve it with pav that you can have buttered or plain. I typically like it plain. Mm-hmm. And they make the best anda curry in the city.
Yeah, the egg curry, I was going to say.
It is so good. And there were days when I used to actually have it for lunch and actually take it back home in the evening to have for dinner. Mm-hmm. And they serve it. It's great with chapatis, or you can also have it with pav. But it's a really clean looking Irani cafe. I haven't seen the kitchen, but there's just like this... It just feels like a really clean place.
I don't think you want to see the kitchen. I mean, it's all white. That's just
and just it just feels like a really tidy place, which was pretty reassuring for me. But yeah, stadium is great. Definitely check it out.
Well, I love Excelsior and Military both.
Yeah.
And I've been going to Excelsior since I was a child because my school is around the corner.
Yeah.
So what I get at Excelsior, I love their bheja.
Okay.
I'm very fond of bheja.
Yeah.
And so they have a peculiarity. They serve their brain masala under an omelette. So you have this omelette that acts as a veal.
Yeah.
And you lift it up and there's this, you know, brain masala. It's not very attractive looking at all, but it's damn tasty.
Excelsior looks great as well.
Yeah, it's a you know, it has this old world charm. The furniture is very old and they scribble the menu on these chalkboards.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I really like over there is the mutton toasty.
Mm-hmm.
So they make these toasties and, you know, the old-fashioned roasty maker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very generous with the meat and it's really tasty. And there's also Military, which is down the road, which is another lovely cafe.
Yeah.
They have these glass panels, these very old glass panels, which have been illustrated. And it's typical of Irani cafes of a certain vintage. They serve beer at Cafe Military, so that's a great incentive. The other incentive, of course, is their keema pao, which is pretty damn good.
You know, Military actually has a rotating menu. At least this is what I remember when I wrote about it. So we've actually got a pretty extensive lunch map to Fort that we did 2 years ago, and it's handy if you work in the area or live there. And Military does. So Tuesdays and Fridays they serve their mutton and chicken dan suk and keema pulao with dal. Thursdays they serve mutton masoor and keema masoor. And their fixed offerings include their brain masala, the keema gotala, keema biryani, which are among your favorites, Prawn.
Yeah.
So, you know, just you can choose which day of the week or just pop in any one of the days. But it was interesting that they don't serve all the things through the week.
In fact, a lot of Iranian Parsi places have a daily menu.
Right.
So the other nice Parsi place, which is ideal,
has
a daily.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, Wednesdays is for Dhansak
or
Tuesdays is for something else.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah.
But down the road from Cafe Military is a seafood place that we all really like. It's called Ankur.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how many people know about it because it's tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
And what really cracks me up about Ankur every time I go there is the faux Swiss chalet design.
Yeah, but it's kind of nice, you know. It feels really warm.
Yeah, it's
cozy in there.
Yeah,
and I feel like okay, and it just sort of elevates the experience from a typical seafood joint to something slightly more posh. I don't know if you feel the same, but I kind of like
trying to be
there.
Posh.
Yeah,
but as long as the prices are not posh.
Yeah, I mean the prices are okay.
They're not particularly cheap. They're not like your.
Yeah, they're not like Mast Malvani type prices, but they're affordable.
Yeah, but why do you guys prefer Ankur to say all the other many, many seafood restaurants that are in the area, like places like Mahesh Lunch Home or Purva, you know, there's a whole bunch of them.
One reason I prefer Ankur is that it's never very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always place to sit. And as Purva says, it's cozy.
Yeah, the service is also pretty refined.
Do
they have like liveried waiters?
They do have liveried
waiters, and they do. Okay, I'll list my favorites. Prawn, I'm sure you have some as well. They have like the best Kerala prawns. They're super peppery. They do this fantastic coconut. Flavored mutton ajadina, which is a Mangalorean preparation, and they also do the mutton karavali, which is like got this sort of kokum tanginess to it. So really consistent with these three, and I generally go back for.
Same here. I mean, these are the items that I eat every time.
Okay.
And I find that their mutton is really good, and I guess that's something that sets them apart from Mahesh, which is more seafood focused. These guys do meat quite well, and their mutton is really tender. Like this mutton ajadina, the best part is really the thick coconut based gravy, and it's quite outstanding.
And you know, speaking of Kerala food, there's Hotel Deluxe.
Deluxe, which is also close by, does the best sadhya in the city, hands down.
And it's a daily sadhya, which is something that's great because you don't have to wait for an onam or something to actually go eat. And you can, so they serve it in a plate, but you can also ask for it on the banana leaf,
right.
Which is great. And it's a fairly, you know, good filling, a well-priced vegetarian meal with rasam, thoran, pachari, rice, sambar, and they'll sort of keep replenishing that.
And you can add non-veg dishes.
You can. So you can choose a la carte, yeah. And they do a fantastic squid roast, and they also have this sort of really spicy prawn fry. So, you know, it depends on your tolerance for spice, but the squid roast is a must. So what I typically do is I order the sadhya and then I get the squid roast with the paratha on the side.
Mm-hmm. But if you eat the sadhya, you won't have place for anything else because it's so filling. Mm-hmm. And it's eat as much as you like.
Yeah.
So they keep bringing.
Yeah. 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 And Deluxe is actually sort of neighbors with Taste of Kerala, which also does a sadhya, and they do great
things like rabbit.
Yeah, and Taste of Kerala's fish is fantastic. So, you know, you can always bet on that.
Okay, segueing from unlimited meals to thalis.
Which are also unlimited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, everybody has their favorites, and there's a lot of them in this area. But I think a couple of places stand out for all of us, and one of them is Friends Union Joshi Club.
Yes.
Yeah, so Friends, FUJC, it is known colloquially, is one of these really nice places because it's hard to find. Firstly, you have to go into one by lane, and then not a by lane, but you have to go into one sort of archway, and then
it's on the top floor of an old building.
Climb up some stairs.
And it's a very old establishment. And it was started to service single Gujarati men working in Bombay. And the tables have benches only on one side. So typically men would come by themselves and eat and leave. And it's a very spare, clean looking place. There's no embellishment. You won't find many things on the walls. And, you know, you just eat and you leave. The thali is pretty outstanding. It's very
fantastic.
Simple,
yeah.
But very
simple.
Flavorful food.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a rotating menu again, but it's just so much of it.
There's in terms of variety, it's fantastic. And like I happened to go during mango season, so Amras was like a big draw, which is true of most thali places.
Yeah.
But FUJC got it really got it down right, and it's a great looking space. What I mean is it's very spacious because, like you said, there's not too much furniture cluttering the room or the way it's sort of been designed, and it's a very distinct looking dining room. And I think just for that, and you know, you won't be sort of rubbing elbows with people. It's just like a really nice, comfortable sort of thali, and they don't rush you. You know,
but they do come around quite often with, like, you know, repeats,
which I don't think is something
and
to complain about.
I can't keep up with them. So, and like, sometimes if you have a small appetite, I mean, this happens a lot of the thali places, they'll be like, you know, they'll look at you like, why aren't you, like, you'd want any more?
I mean, you know, I would say that if you have a few days in Bombay and if you just want to go to one essential place, I would say FUJC is one of them. It's a great experience.
Well, the other thali place, which is also in the same area, that's the Kalwa Devi area, Sri Thakkar Bhojanalaya. And again, their thali is fantastic. They have, their farsan is great. Like, you know, a thali always starts with farsan. And they do great fried things. And they have, again, a rotating menu. And I think it's best to go during Undiu season because their Undiu is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And you love Undiu.
And
right?
I love
essentially Undiu. What a mix of medley of vegetables.
It is a medley of
vegetables,
but that's reducing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really capture the spirit
the
of
essence
the essence of Undiu. But this is in a, you know, tiny little lane across the fire temple in on Princess Street, and you have to climb a couple of flights of stairs in this very rundown building, but the restaurant itself is buzzing, and you're always there's always a queue waiting outside.
Yeah. And what I like about their thali is that it's relatively light. I mean, I use the term light again, very relatively, but
it's not light at all.
No, because I've compared it to like other places, like, you know, Chetna, for instance, that also does like this Rajasthani thali, which is very heavy, and you have there's other thali joints like the Golden Star and stuff, which are all good, but they're like, you know, I find that on a very, very relative scale, it's slightly lighter.
Yeah, maybe marginally.
Yeah.
Marginally.
You know, speaking of queues, and we sort of didn't make this connection with the seafood, but what about New Martin in New Martin Hotel in Colaba?
Yeah, which is like the rare, sort of the one Goan place that we, that is on our list. Yeah.
And they do a great prawn curry.
For this area.
They do a fantastic prawn curry. And the other thing I like over there is the sausage pulao, as well as just the plain Goa sausage that can
chili
be had
fry,
with
yeah.
That can be had with pow.
Pow,
it's
yeah.
pretty good.
They also do a great beef chili fry. Their steak, onion and chips is great. And, you know, when you're going to New Martin Hotel, just go as an individual diner, because it's literally like this little
cupboard.
Cupboard. And you cover type space, it's that sort of tight, and it can barely seat 20 people. So don't go with a big group of friends, go alone, and the service is quick, and conversation won't matter when you're eating there. The food is pretty good.
You know, like with Goan food, the other restaurant for which we have one pick for a particular cuisine is Ling's Pavilion. When it comes to Chinese food, I think that's the one place that we all return to. And it's not that old. I think it opened in 1990. But, I mean, it is stuck in time. It is just amazing. You know, it's got like this little fish pond as you enter. There's a little bridge.
And these clouds.
And these like sort of, starlight. And they've got these murals. And there's this artwork of a cat at the entrance.
Yeah. There's also Baba Ling, who's
and
stuck
Baba
in time.
Ling himself.
Baba Ling and his brother Nini Ling.
He's a fossil.
Who greets you at the entrance and directs you to your table.
So the Ling family, they used to own this place called Nanking, which was on Apollo Bandar Road. And Nanking was famous for things like spare ribs. I actually remember going there as a kid. And then that shut. And a few years later, they opened Ling's. Mm-hmm. Now, Ling's, there are so many things that we eat over there.
I mean, Ron, it's your favorite. So
yeah,
you should be talking about this.
Tell us the truth, the awful truth.
The awful truth. I remember once we had just an awful meal over there. We had tail, we had skin, we had pig ears and aspic. But this is all off the menu. So if you actually want offal, you have to order in advance and they have to go and buy the stuff. But for you know, regular diners, I don't know, there's so much worth eating over there. Like I like their sui mai and their pork buns
and
their Singapore
rice,
noodles.
Yeah.
The mushroom rice.
He once told me that Chinese food is nothing without pork.
Yeah.
So, and he said and those trotters and
yeah, and Nini Ling said that the most boring thing he's ever had is chicken. Which you love.
Oh no.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Parsi and Irani cafes earlier, and place that's related to them is this joint that is kind of like a hybrid between a restaurant and a bar, which is Cafe Universal in Fort. And it's a very attractive looking place. I mean, the entrance has got the signage is in a very sort of attractive style, and inside they've got these pew like booths and they've stained glass panels. So it's, I think, it's one of the nicest bars definitely in the area. And of course
it's a great place to have beer.
It's a great place for beer. It's like
in the
you
afternoon.
Can spend like hours there just drinking rounds of beer. And you can, if you want to get a meal, one of the good things to get is the Oh My God burger, which
yeah
is
the
like,
buff burger with cheese. It's great.
Yeah.
It's greasy as hell, but it's amazing.
And I really like the cheese balls. You have these little cheese poppers, which are quite good.
So
and it's one of maybe two restaurants in the city that does some Iranian food. So the owners are Parsi Irani, but they migrated to Bombay fairly recently in, you know, the 20th century itself. It's run by the Dehmiri family. And they've introduced a couple of Irani items. They do something with brinjal and they do a stew with meat. So if you want to get an idea of Iranian food, it's one place to go to. But my favorite old school bar in the entire city, and I think it's a favorite for all of us because we've been going there for many years, whenever we're in the area, it's Shenu. And Shenu is in the West End Hotel, and this is in the same lane as Liberty Cinema.
It's right next to Liberty.
It's next to Liberty Cinema.
Bang opposite Bombay Hospital, I think.
Yeah, and so West End looks stuck in time. It looks like it's been stuck in the 60s. This is where parts of the film Miss Lovely were shot. And Shenu, the color scheme is grey.
It's completely grey.
Yeah. So the bar is paneled in grey felt, and the seats are in this plush grey fabric. And so it really looks like it's from another era, and it's mostly older stockbroker type men who go there.
And sometimes guests from the hotel who sort of don't know where they wandered into.
Yeah.
But the one thing that about Shenu, now the prices aren't necessarily very cheap.
Like, because it is a hotel.
Because it is in a hotel, but it is the most generous bar when it comes to giving you chakna or free stuff to eat along with your drink. Now this is I don't think that there's any bar in the city that gives you these many things. You get a bowl of peanuts, you get a plate of papad, you get wafers, you get chibda, and you get some salad. Now the salad that you could really avoid, but like the rest of it is all yum, and you get unlimited servings of it.
And finally, another bar that we really like is Cloud 9 in Colaba. And it's also a very old school bar.
And it's also in a hotel.
It's also in a
hotel, Godwin.
Right. And it has this old-fashioned white wrought iron furniture on a terrace. You get a great view of Colaba rooftops of the buildings on Merriweather Road. And you can see into people's terraces.
Well, that's the most... But you have a pretty... panoramic view of the city.
Yeah, on the other side, you have a view of the bay.
On three sides, you can look out of the city.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a cheaper air. In the Four Seasons, this is the cheaper alternative.
And again, it's a great place for, you know, beer or cheap gin and tonics. And their cheese toast is pretty good. So that's it for our roundup of oldie but goodies in the Fort and Colaba area. And we'll be back with another roundup of oldie but goodies in another part of Bombay. So see you next week. For more on what's happening in the city, read thedailypow.com. Also subscribe to our newsletter on the website. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We're The Daily Pow. You can find new episodes of the podcast every Monday on the IVM podcast app or any other podcasting app that you prefer, and on thedailypow.com.